Right now, though, we can't be at the Nelson unless we take that wireless microphone and go traipsing through the wild, because that's when we're at our best. And Cobra is our man with it out there amongst the teeming masses here inside the pavilion. Cobra, do you have us?
I have you. I'm being told by several people to talk to several different people, as this is a really exciting time in broadcasting where I can walk around with a handheld wireless device and speak to you on the radio. So let's go back and talk to this woman for just a second, who's smoking a cigar.
Hey now.
Holding a toothpick through the cigar while she's smoking it.
Boy, that's edgy.
Hi, madam. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good. That's an interesting way of smoking a cigar with the toothpick.
I want to get the whole thing, so I'm taking it all in.
Okay. All right. Are you a veteran smoker?
Okay.
I am. I'm a cigar aficionado.
All right.
Are you really?
Yeah,
you're
I am.
Kind of gal.
Hey,
what's your name?
My name is Andrea.
Andrea, where are you from?
I'm from Fort Worth.
Oh, old funky town. Did you go to the Colonial, too?
No, it's not as big of a party.
Ah, Mike, she's here for the party.
Yes.
You see, the Colonial's more about golf and more about tradition and trees, and this is more about the party. How old are you, sister?
29, on a good day.
What about on a bad day?
Yeah, what about a real crappy day?
29.
Okay. Are you, what do you do for a living?
I'm in sales for medical.
Okay, that's generic and vague, but you probably do quite well.
She makes a lot of money.
So you're going to sell syringes or what?
I sell you whatever you want.
She's got whatever you want, she says, Mike. You got a boyfriend? Is this your old man over here?
No, I don't.
You don't? Were you're divorced once?
Single and ready to mingle.
When'd you get divorced?
Never been divorced.
Never been married?
How many kids?
I have a dog.
That is amazing. No kids that you ever shot out?
No, not a virgin.
Kept them in.
Yes.
But you enjoy a cigar?
Yes, just enjoying my cigar and my beer.
Okay, that's fair enough. Are you going to stay over here tonight, or are you going to drive back to Fort Worth?
Probably drive back to Fort Worth and come back tomorrow.
Oh, so you're going to make it the double dip, huh?
Absolutely.
Are you a fan of golf?
Absolutely.
Who's your favorite golfer?
I don't have one, but I shoot a 95.
You personally shoot a 95?
Between 90 and 95. On a good day.
More about the good days, huh?
Yes.
More about
it's
the good
day,
days.
Andrea.
Did you go to high school around Fort Worth area?
Yes, I went to Crowley High School, unfortunately.
Crowley.
It's
tough out there, right? A lot of meth.
Yes, tough road there.
Did you ever see any meth?
No, I didn't.
You want some?
Yeah, it's part of our prize pack. We have a Callaway Hybrid and a sleeve of meth.
Sweet. I'll try it later.
Okay.
Get her to stand up. Or is she standing?
My broadcasting partner would like for you to do the incredibly sexist stand up. He wants to get a look at you.
Four-pointer.
She's in.
Four-pointer.
Here she is, Mike. She's in her little golf skirt. And
oh, yeah, I see her back there.
Has she ever scored a four-pointer, Corby?
She's cute.
Yeah. Has she ever enjoyed a four-pointer?
Do you ever enjoyed a four-pointer, he wants to know.
A four-pointer? What's that?
Oh, it's a silly...
Shocker? Is that like the shocker?
It's like the...
You're getting warm.
It's like the up-top shocker.
It's the up-top shocker.
All right, you guys will have to give me a demonstration. Who wants to try that?
Good Lord. I'm going to need maybe that sleeve of meth before we get involved in this. She actually has the equipment to pull off the four-pointer.
Does she now?
Yeah, you'd like her,
right.
Which equipment do you need to pull off a four-pointer?
Those.
Okay, good. I paid good money for these.
How much did you pay?
About $7,000.
They look real.
Each?
10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
They've formed well.
Wait,
they're not. They're nice.
You got
they're good. They're good.
You got your honkers done when you were 19?
I did. Mama wanted some boobs to match her butt.
Let's see them.
Oh. Got it.
Shoot.
Yeah, you can't cuss on the radio, sister. That's okay, though. Well, hey, I've enjoyed talking to you. Good luck finishing that cigar. It's almost gone.
And with your
bottom. I got it on the roach.
Yes, and good luck with your
bottom. Oh, you're down to the roach, huh?
With your bottom. See you later. I'm a beating.
No kidding.
Enjoying a nice cigar.
Yeah, she was really hitting it hard, too. She did well.
You smoke cigars, Corby?
You know, I don't know. You?
No,
they seem real full throttle. And
yeah, they do. They seem like they're just trying to be real hardcore.
Boisterous.
Trying to impress you.
Yeah.
You in on that, Danny?
No. You know what else? They pretend to like sports and wings, too.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's talk to this young. There's a table of lassies.
Oh, there's a whole throng back there.
Okay. Hi, ladies. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing very well. What's going on?
Nothing. Just having some dinner.
Did you go watch golf today?
No, I was working.
Oh, what do you do?
I work for a Cadillac.
Oh, so you're part of the travel plan here at the Nelson?
I'm sorry, what?
You're part of the traveling plan here? You take people to and from with the Cadillacs to the course?
No, we're actually just over at the tent over here.
Okay. Do you live around here?
No, I live in Alabama.
Dude, I will kick your ass in tent setup.
You live in Alabama, so they've shipped you all the way out here. Is this what you do? Do you travel around with golf tournaments, whatever Cadillac sponsors?
No, I just kind of travel for all different kinds of brands.
That's
so incredibly vague.
Oh, boy. This is very generic.
I have a question.
So vague. Go ahead,
Danny. Ask her if she wants to meet the playmaker.
Danny, go ahead.
Well, I want to know if she wants to meet the playmaker first.
I don't think the playmaker's actually on, is he?
Yeah, he's here.
You can't hear him?
Oh, sorry, I can't hear him back here, I
guess. Can she get me a good deal on a 78 Eldorado?
Oh, she just left.
Whoa!
She
just abandoned ship.
Yeah, she told me that she was the worst person to talk to here.
Those Eldorados are pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, they are.
They are.
They are. Hey, Playmaker, how are you?
How you doing, Corby?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm doing very well.
That's good.
Yeah.
Is course closed?
No, it's open.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Here, don't shoo me away to people.
What about schools, though?
Well, schools are open. They're all open, and kids getting ready for graduation.
All right, Playmaker, we have a lovely couple here that we'd like to talk to.
No.
Okay, what's your name, ma'am?
Leah.
What, Cleo?
Leah.
Oh, Leah.
Leah.
Cleo.
Sorry, I thought it was Cleo. What are you doing here, Leah?
I'm enjoying the golf today.
That's generic. Okay. That's real generic.
That is generic. Did you go watch any golf?
Yes.
You did. What was your favorite hole?
The 17th green.
Did you say two?
17.
Ah, okay.
That number two hole up.
Buzz.
Was anybody out? Did you walk past number two? Was anybody eating that hole up?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
How old is she?
How old are you?
Me? How old?
No. Jesus. Yes, you.
Jesus.
36.
Hey,
okay,
now.
That's good. That's a good age. It's
quality.
That's quality. Two kids?
What?
Two kids?
Are you listening?
Yes.
Do you have kids?
Yes.
Are you deaf in the left ear? Do you need that horn that old colonels used to use to talk in Civil War time?
Horn.
I have two kids.
Ah, okay. How old are they?
How old are they?
Yes!
Oh, gosh.
Danny just laughed like the Wicked Witch of the West.
Just this chick's killing me.
How old are your children?
8 and 12.
Okay. All right. Now we're getting somewhere with this. Husband?
No.
Ah, now we're really getting somewhere.
Two baby daddies?
How did he die?
Did he die in the war?
Do I get out?
Oh, my God. Get out of this.
I don't
do God almighty.
Dude, this is great.
Your ears are not working.
This is awesome.
It's great.
My name is Corby.
Corby?
Yes, you got it right.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, Leah. So how long you been divorced?
How long have I been where?
How long have you been divorced?
Get out of this.
Years.
Good God.
This is
a few
awesome.
Years? Okay.
How long have you had
this
divorce?
This is terrible.
How long have you had the force?
How long have you had the force?
A few years.
How many baby daddies?
One dad for both kids?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. That's good. That's solid. All right. Well, listen, you have fun here, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Leah. We'll see you later.
Sounds good.
Okay.
She did not hear well.
No, she didn't hear well.
She didn't finish high school.
But she is able to move a beer with her hand 5 feet away from it. So we have that going for her.
She had the force.
Yes, she did. She had the force. All right. Here's a lady. with a guy. I'm kind of creeped out by the guy. But we'll talk to her. Hi, madam.
I'm Heather.
Oh, I didn't ask.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's good. It's good. You're Heather.
Take a dump at four.
Is
what?
Is this your boyfriend?
Do what?
Why is everybody
is there
deaf?
Something wrong with me? Am I not talking correctly? Is this your boyfriend?
It's my husband.
Oh, okay, that's good. How long you guys been married?
25 years.
Whoa.
What the crap? You guys don't look that old. That's awesome.
Married when we're three.
Did you get married when you were what?
12.
12. That's sixth grade. That's classy. How many kids you got?
38 in the country.
I didn't hear you.
How many kids you have?
There's Gordon.
One.
One. How old's your child?
19.
Oh, that's what, a sophomore in college? Freshman?
Oh, well, she's working.
Oh, a working girl. What does she do?
She works at No Frills in Arlington.
No Frills. Okay. Now, do you remember very well the birthing process?
The what process?
The birthing process.
Oh, yeah, I do.
It was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was awful.
Was he right there standing next to you?
He was at the head of me, yeah, right up here next to me. Yeah.
He's down there with the basket.
Okay. And so immediately when you cleaned your baby off, what was the first time that you had to feed?
I didn't hear.
When was the first time that you had to give your child sustenance, food?
Oh, that night.
Yeah, exactly. And
it's like hungry and stuff.
She had the extra stitch?
How did you feed?
How would I feed?
Yes.
Seriously?
It's a simple question.
It's a very easy question. It's one of the most natural things that we as humans do. We with nipples.
I breastfed.
Oh, that's so magical. That is so magical.
It was beautiful.
It was, wasn't it?
Such a beautiful experience.
It's a bonding experience, right?
Yes.
Sometimes an old pig
so
come up shit on the other.
It was awesome.
An old pig.
All right, Heather, thank you so much. I'm glad that your child is doing well. I'm happy to see that there's a married couple here for 25 years. That's awesome. Well
thank
done,
you,
buddy.
Heather. Thank you,
well
Heather.
Yes, and Michael Irvin says hello.
Thank you.
Michael Irvin, he played for the Cowboys. He's here.
Tell her to
he's
get
here?
The playmaker.
He's saying
call.
Hello to you right now.
How could you not know?
Yes, right now.
How could you
here.
Not know?
Here. Yes, I'm going to let you talk to Michael for 1 second, okay?
Boy. Hey, Michael.
What's going on, Heather?
Hey, not much. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
You want some of my buttermilk?
I'm doing good. What are you up to?
I'm just watching a little golf.
Awesome. Me too.
And waiting for Jordan Spieth to come in. I think he's 200 par right now.
Yeah, he's awesome, right?
Yeah. Hey, congratulations on being married for 25 years. That's tremendous.
Well, thank you so much.
All right, girl.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Good talking
chemistry.
To you.
All right.
No bye-bye.
Shut up, Gordo.
Hey, Michael.
How about that? You talked to Michael Irvin.
I know, right?
No. High five. How badass is that? You can tell everybody.
Which farmer market
awesome.
Does he live
awesome.
On?
There you
why
go.
Can't everyone hear you out there?
I don't know.
We've got these big stacks of speakers.
Dude, I know. It's like we're at a freaking Neil Young and Crazy Horse show and nobody can hear us. Oh, this old lady is calling me up. Not you,
wrap
old.
Up.
Don't worry about it. Do we have to wrap it up?
It's 30.
Okay.
One more.
All right. This one's been calling for it.
You called me an old lady.
No, I didn't call you an old lady.
Oh, no.
Just did.
I did not.
He
you're,
did.
You're like 20 years younger than me.
And I was offended.
What's your name, Sugar?
Carrie.
Sugar.
Carrie. How old are you?
42.
Okay. You are younger than me. See?
Turn around and see what you're working with.
Michael Irvin
Michael.
Wants you to turn around to see what you're working with.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. Are you having fun
to
today?
See if you got hemorrhoids.
Michael and Jerry.
I like Jerry's interested in your hemorrhoids, it appears. And if you have them.
No.
You've never had them, have you?
No.
So you've never had anybody have
out.
To...
I'm out.
Have to pop the cluster of grapes.
Oh gosh.
Oh. Looks like a Fruit of the Loom logo.
You got any kids?
Two.
Oh, that's wonderful and magical
well,
at the same
she got
time.
Hemorrhoids.
How old are they?
20 and 17.
God, you started young. Good Lord.
Yep. I got married right out of high school.
You did? Why did you do that?
I was young and dumb.
Yeah.
Did you kill your husband?
Full of...
Yeah. What happened? How long did you guys remain married?
10 years.
10 years? Okay. You still in contact with him?
No.
Uh-oh.
Okay, but what about that booty?
I sense...
Michael.
I sense prison. Oh, I am?
Why don't you pack that ass up?
Turn around and shoot that booty.
What happened?
Come on.
I just told him he was about to walk into a bear trap.
Uh-oh.
What's the bear trap?
How about a booty trap?
He was very abusive for 10 years.
Oh, so way to go, Corby. Way to go, Corby.
God.
He was asking for it. He was asking
way to go.
I'm so happy that you're out of that.
I'm so happy I got you to fall into a bear trap.
Yeah. Are you a listener?
Yes.
You are?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Give it up for her. You guys are Michael and Jerry and her to death. This is a P1 lady.
We're listening to you.
Bunch of jerks up there.
Michael and Eric Williams will treat you like a lady.
Let's get back to that booty.
I already posted a picture of Norm, and I posted pictures on Facebook.
I'm right here.
I'm so excited.
Did he grab you in any weird way?
No, he was holding on to the cane, so.
Did he use the cane in any weird way?
Diddle the great cluster.
Not yet.
poke.
Four-pointer?
Yeah. All right, sister. Well, it's good talking to you.
Four-pointer.
Cheers to you. Thanks for calling me over. I'm sorry about the bear trap moment, but you're very lovely.
Thanks.
God, that was not sincere at all.
Thanks.
I'm trying to be nice and wrap it up
right
and
here.
Everything.
Very awkward
call me an old lady.
You're younger than me. Sorry.
Well, the ex didn't do her any favors.
All right.
All right, that does it for Wireless Fun for now. Community Quick Hits are on the way.